Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Welcome. It's a beautiful day. This shows the love of God upon your life. And I also want to let you know, the most of the time you go through a dark, narrow tunnel, those are the plans of God. Those are the way God wants to use to bring glory. Make a glory, make a name for himself and glorify you, the servant. The same thing happened to Jesus. And let us understand that accusation is also a tunnel. It makes you to go through a season where you are left alone, you are abandoned, you walk in a dark path, but yet, as a child of God, you know where you are going, you know what God is doing. If you know what God is doing, it will enable you to understand what to say and what not to say. Let's not forget that the devil is accuser of the brethren. He will always raise an accusation against you through people around you, through high figures, through people in your community, perhaps in your office, even in your own home. You will see Jesus talk about this in the scriptures in the end time. Brother will sell brother. Children will rebel against their father. And people will be sold for a token of position, food, name it. But let me bring this to you. Even in the midst of all these betrayers and time of going through tunnel, I want you to always remember whom God has called you. The Bible speaks of Jesus being accused in the book of Matthew 27 verse 12. The scriptures say, when the leading priest and the elders made the accusation against him, Jesus remained what? Silent. Who made accusation against them? Against him. They made accusation against who? Christ Jesus. He said the leading priest. So, leading priests stand as leaders in a certain positions. Leaders, those who ought to lead the people, those who are leading people, they are the one accusing another leader. Jesus was a leader. Why did they make the accusation? Because Jesus said that he was one with God. He's a king. And they begin to make accusation against him. The leading priest and the elders. These are people who have knowledge of the Torah. They have been around for so long that give them a kind of ground around people to believe what they are saying. These are people that have been taught the Torah. They've been taken through the teachings of the word, the written word, and everyone believed them of their accusation. So if you've been accused by people around you, don't be shocked. No, don't get triggered. The same thing happened to Jesus. And the key Jesus used in overcoming all this in standing strong was to remain silent. Most of the time, the voice that will accuse you will even be a voice that seems stronger around you. But these are the plan of God to bring glory to Himself. These are the plan of God to glorify you also, to make a name for Himself through you. You can't help God. Many times when we accuse, we try to defend ourselves. We try to prove a point. We try to let people know what they did wrong, what they said wrong, how we did not do it or did it. Remember, Daniel was put in the lion's den. When he was accused, everything was planned purposefully to get him killed, to eliminate him. But Daniel did not respond. He did not say a word. He went with them. They put him into the lion's den. But they were shocked how he was alive the next day, because of his innocency. So it's not always responding to the accuser of the brethren, which is Satan, that will show your innocency, that will bring glory to the name of the Lord. It's your ability to remember that God is sovereign, is in control. These are His way to make name for Himself. If you can be silent, allow God to speak for you, allow God to answer the question for you, allow God to respond to every accusation the enemy is bringing for you. Many of you have been accused in different ways. The enemy have accused you and afflict you with so many disease, pain, restless mind. Some of you have gone to in a place of bankruptcy. There was nothing. You were empty. I just want to tell you, instead of you panicking, speaking words that will trigger or give the enemy strong ground to win this battle, why don't you remain silent? Why don't you remain calm? This is what the Bible so let us to know. It said, "Be still and know that I'm God." If you can be still in the midst of all this trial, going through the dark tunnel, at the ends of it, there will be a great light. We know how Jesus manifested in a glory fresh body. This is my kind encouragement for you, my dear. Whatever you are going through, where you felt to be accused and you are being persecuted for nothing, for doing no wrong, be silent. Let God speak for you. Don't help God. You can't help God. God has come to help you. Father, I pray for my dear listener, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to remain silent, for God to come true for them. Thank you, Father, because you are fighting the battle. You are the defender. Thank you for defending them right now. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye.